the state fair today, kicking off the Made in Oklahoma building here. Secretary of Ag, you just got to open the doors. Man, there's some good stuff in there.
We did get to open the doors with Tim O'Toole with the State Fair, and then we've got our Board of Ag members today. Fabulous products, over 600 Made in Oklahoma products here in the store. So if you're coming to the State Fair, make sure and swing by, and you can get anything you need and more.
And your Christmas shopping.
Mostly your Christmas shopping done. Some of our folks I've seen already have basketfuls of items, so you can just check that box in September, and then you'll be ahead of the game.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun year, and I know that everybody's just kind of glad to have the state fair back in some sort of normal way.
There is no doubt. It's very good, certainly, for our Made in Oklahoma companies, because this is great exposure to citizens here in Oklahoma of these products, and to be able to be here in person. They've got demos and sampling out on the front porch of the store here during the fair, so great to see people in person and get back to what we like to do this time of year.
Let's talk a little bit about some updates that that you may have for us on some important topics that you've been dealing with the past few months.
Well, certainly something that's been taking up a lot of our time is the medical marijuana industry and how that's impacting our ag producers. A lot of folks probably saw there were several interim studies. One that we attended yesterday at the state capitol, our Board of Ag members were able to be there and listen to that in regards to drift and liability and how that's impacting farmers and ranchers. There is new leadership at the OMMA, so we look forward as an agency to working together with them. I think we all have to figure out how to be good neighbors and work together, but that's taken up a lot of time. The task force that's got our ag group members involved there doing a lot of good work to make sure that we're finding out exactly what those challenges are. Does that need to be a legislative fix? Can we work with the state agency to fix those things? So lots of time spent on that issue. We very much hear how it's impacting our producers, especially in rural areas, and we want to continue towards some better answers in regards to those dynamics.
I know that's been a hot topic, and also sales tax exemptions.
That was a big topic over the past 6 to 8 months here in Oklahoma, and for our producers that utilize that when it comes time to renew, they get pretty familiar with how they do things, and that was a new process, and Tax Commission had changed some things, which was making it very difficult for producers, so lots and lots of conversations with the Tax Commission, had some specific interim studies again on that issue. I think we all learned a lot of things, and the legislature got to hear what some of those hiccups are, so I anticipate we'll probably have some bills filed this session to navigate through that process. Certainly our priority is to make sure for our producers that need that ag sales tax exemption that that's a straightforward process for them to get that and to be able to keep moving forward with business and not get stuck in a bunch of government red tape. We don't like that at all, so we're working to make that a better process.
Well, because producers don't have that kind of time.
They don't, and you know producers, Casey, and I do too. Some of them like technology, but some of them don't,
right.
And they get up in the morning and they have work to do all day long, and government should not be a hindrance to them being able to make a living, and so we want to make sure, you know, Governor Stitt has charged all of us as regulatory agencies to roll back the red tape and get rid of unnecessary rules and regulations. We've done a lot of that at the Department of Ag. You know, we don't have authority over ag sales tax exemption. Those are our friends at Tax Commission, but that's why we want to stay in really good communication with them so that they understand how important that is to farmers and ranchers.
And we had the opportunity today to visit with the health inspectors, the animal inspectors too, and what an important job they have right now.
They do. Our livestock inspectors and all the team that works with Dr. Hall, our state veterinarian, they're here during the entirety of the Oklahoma State Fair as well as the Tulsa State Fair, checking CVIs, checking health certificates, making certain that as these animals are moving in and out, that they've got all the proper documentation. Oklahoma is very blessed that we have a lot of livestock, but we have a lot of livestock that moves in and out, so we've got to make sure that we do a good job to make sure those animals are healthy and have all the appropriate documentation. And so I think that's an interesting job for our inspectors. You get to meet all kinds of folks as they come in and out, but I know they enjoy getting to particularly meet our FFA members and 4-H members who are coming here to compete, but very important to make sure we protect the herd health here in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, and you'd mentioned it's also important that we work together to kind of, if they show up with the wrong papers, or if they show up and they don't have, producers don't have what they need, it's important for those folks to kind of help them get there.
There is a lot of things that we do as a regulatory agency, but really the number one thing is education and communication. Mm-hmm. And we heard Dr. Stone talk some this morning about that and making certain that if you want to come show, this is what you need to have. And us working and communicating with veterinarians throughout the state as well. And that's what we always want to work people towards compliance to help them know certainly what they need, but more importantly, why they need it, because then they're much better at understanding the importance of it, and they want to make sure they have all their documentation when they come to the show. So that's a big piece of it, and I think our team does a great job of making sure everybody's following the rules, but helping them through that process as in an educational fashion.
Well, as we get into the fall months, what's on the horizon for you guys as far as goals?
Well, as far as goals, we always feel like we're racing towards the end of the year. One thing that we really want to push on, and the Maine Oklahoma store really ties into that, is this progress on value-added processing. We've had a lot of wins here in Oklahoma over the past few years on seeing some of that happen, but we know that can really drive our rural economies and create some jobs. Everybody wants to recruit a 500 job company, right? Sure. But in a small town, 5 or 10 jobs is a big, big deal. So we're really pushing hard on the value added. And then certainly, and I know we've talked some about animal health, but we're very attuned to African swine fever and where that is in relation to the United States. So all of our teams that work on that are doing lots of tabletop exercises and preparing on the animal health side of things. And then finally, as lots of folks know, it's getting a little dry out there, and we could use a drink of water several different places. And so our forestry team on a daily basis is assessing what the fuel situation looks like on the ground, and certainly soil moisture and all the things that they have to look at. So if we need to think about pre-positioning task force across the state of Oklahoma for fire conditions, that our staff is ready. We have had a lot of forestry members who have been detailed out to other states because of the fire situation there, so they're all moving back to Oklahoma now so that we're ready, and hopefully it rains and we won't have to worry about that. But always trying to be very proactive on all those issues, because they're so important, certainly to farmers and ranchers, but to everyone that lives here in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for visiting with us today. Let's go shopping.
Okay, sounds great.